This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't personally know one way or the other.
Are you confident that the incoming president, President-elect Trump, is prepared to deal with this cyber threat that you just referenced? I mean, you dig through the research, and I mean, there are black markets of hackers out there that they demand large sums of money. They're very good at what they do, and they're all over the place. This is a continued threat that we face. Do you think he's prepared to fight that?
Well, I do. I think he's putting some people in his cabinet and on his national security team that will be focused on it. Will he personally go in and create a firewall? No, I doubt that he's that tech savvy. But I think he's putting people in place who recognize the importance of it. And quite frankly, one of the things, you know, I'd love to see our government do, instead of putting some of these really smart, young, brilliant kids in prison and ruining their lives, maybe tap into what they know that we don't know about how to get into these security systems. I mean, that would be a pretty fair deal to find out, how did you guys get into the Defense Department computer anyway, and find out where the vulnerabilities are. That's what I'd like to see President Trump do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And lastly, Governor, before we let you go, the idea of the president-elect, soon-to-be President Trump, tweeting about this exchange with Putin, are you okay with that? I mean, this latest great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart. Are you all right with that?
You know, here's why I am okay with it, because it's Donald Trump's way of bypassing a media that will never accurately filter, reflect, or even portray what he has said. And Donald Trump can do more in 140 characters than the New York Times can do with 600 pages in its Sunday paper. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a brilliant stroke, to be honest with you.
All right. And he says he intends to keep doing it. So it'll be interesting. Governor Huckabee, thanks for being here tonight.
Well, Governor Huckabee on Fox News, of course, you know, first of all, you know, I know the FBI and, you know, based on, you know, the other narratives and, you know, investigations, they have taken advantage of this. They have gone deep and, you know, they're talking to these young kids, and I'm sure they're using them in ways that, of course, it's all under national security that we don't know about. And Donald Trump is a smart enough guy that, yeah, I mean, he knows about tweeting. He knows about 144 characters. He knows about marketing. He knows how to go out there and capture headlines. That's what he does. He'll probably forget more than most people will ever learn in their lifetime when it comes to that. It's an instinctual kind of thing that he does so naturally and powerfully, because that is the media that is available. That is social media. We are in the information age. So it's a matter of grabbing the headlines, and look what he's done. You know, kind of amazing in a short amount of time. I think, what is this Twitter base up to now, Scott? About 17 million or something like that? You know, some incredible number.
It's something like that.
Yeah. So in order to do that and to be followable, you know, and for people to want to follow you, you've got to have something to offer. And, of course, certainly he is headline news. He knows that. I mean, he found that out right away. If he didn't already have an idea with his earlier successes, but in the in the primaries, look what happened. I mean, for him to vacate 16 people. I mean, and these weren't all rummies. I mean, we're not talking of the measure, with all due respect, with what the Democrats put up. I mean, you're talking governors, senators. I mean, qualified individuals. That boy, most of those people on stage could have easily been the next president. And, you know, I think they were very well qualified to be in that position. And he managed to beat them out. And he did so by using this new media. So in a sense, you know, people make fun of him and they want to put him down for it. But he's kind of, you know, just smiling in the background, because he's getting the job done. And I think he will get the job done, and he will get it by taking it to the people that elected him. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to maintain that connection and what the people don't understand about, you know, about government and politics, they will understand more clearly because of this administration. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Lori Cardoza-Moore coming up next.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, especially now, because if you do so, I still have some more of those Hillsong United movies. It is the movie to give away. And all you got to do is just drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me that you want to be in the running. Tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in a hopper. For that free Hillsong United DVD, Blu-ray, Let Hope Rise. It is the movie. It's going to blow you away. So get your email off to me. Make sure you include your address as well. Lori Cardoza-Moore is with us, founder, president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, PJTN is what we say in short, Christian pro-Israel organization dedicated to the use of media and educating Christians on their biblical responsibility to support Israel and the Jewish brethren. Lori, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Bill, Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I have to give a plug for Donald Trump because yes, he knows how to use media.
Yes, he does.
I do. I was listening to the incoming segment, and I'm telling you, he's doing a phenomenal job. And it's real. It's spinning the heads of the mainstream or lamestream media
right
on so many levels. They don't know what to do with them.
Well, this is what happens, see, when it's not business as usual. And the thing, this is the very thing we, the people, have been crying for. The business as usual gets you $20 trillion in debt. It makes you, makes your national security vulnerable. It, as Marco Rubio so brilliantly put it, it puts you in a position to where your allies no longer trust you and your enemies no longer fear you. So, you know, do we want business as usual? I don't think so, Lori.
No, the great thing about what Trump is doing, even in 144 characters, is he's helping the average individual who's bogged down with the daily responsibilities and duties of their life to understand and comprehend what is going on and what is at stake. You know, and I have to give it to him because he's learned that this is what we do at PJTN is we take a message from a biblical perspective to help educate Christians about our responsibility, and not just Christians, because now it's Jews, Christians, and people of conscience that visit our website to learn more. It's very important that we understand what is going on and be able to communicate it in a way that isn't, you know, confusing to most people who don't spend time watching the news.
Well, Lori, as you know, both of us have been weaned on the media for so long, and it's been such a part of our lives that it has become the 8-second soundbite. And we live in this microwave generation. I tell people all the time, we're the only generation that can stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It's just not fast enough. And so now it's been reduced to 144 characters. But it's still about the message, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And what you have to do within that 144 characters, if you will, is you have to intrigue people enough to want to go and do the research themselves, to go and dig out the information. You know, like, you know, what we've seen, I know you had me on the show to talk about what's happening at the United Nations.
Yes.
To even go back historically to look at what happened. How did we get to this place? not just at the United Nations, but even in the United States of America. So you have to intrigue people to want to study history. And a lot of us, you know, a lot of people didn't like history. I loved history growing up in high school. I loved reading. I loved reading and studying the Bible because to me, yes, it's an incredible book about an incredible story and a covenant that God made with his people. But it is also a great history book. And even the Smithsonian agrees with us because they've even said that the Bible is the best documented book in history because the events and people, the events actually took place and the people actually existed. And that's from the Smithsonian.
Really, when you think about history, you always look, you know, outside of the, you know, the religious world, because some people want to look at the Bible and disqualify it, I believe, at their own expense. But, you know, you look at it and you say it reinforces whether you want to take, you know, information from the secular world as your law and as your standard. But then you come across the Bible and you read it and you go, wow, this matches up. I mean, what came first? Was it the Bible or was it these historical documents? And, oh, let's go back and look back at the thousands of years that the Bible has withstand its scrutiny. And, you know, they haven't proven it to lie anywhere, Lori.
No, so, you know, I want to encourage your audience also. There's a great documentary I highly recommend. Everyone order at pjtn.org. It's called Israel Indivisible.
Yes.
The Case for the Ancient Homeland. It's a 80-minute documentary that exposes the historical, the archaeological, the legal, and the biblical evidence to prove Israel's right to their ancient homeland. So as we're watching the United Nations, you know, parse words and pass resolutions condemning the state of Israel and accusing them of all types of violations, if you go back and historically look at the land, who the land was given to, and it all lines up. But you look at what the United Nations is doing and the resolutions that they're passing modern day, they're actually in violation of their own mandates and their own resolutions that were passed way back in 1920 through San Remo.
Exactly.
Even in the United States of America, we have the Lodgefish Resolution that was passed in 1922. It was a joint resolution passed by both houses of Congress and signed by President Harding, endorsing the Balfour Declaration.
Exactly.
And what it said, what's interesting about this bill is that there's a quote in this resolution, and it says, and I quote, "Resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the United States of America favors the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people." Every time you hear a president or a congressman or a senator say, we have to have two states, they are actually violating a law that already exists, that's documented in our history books, in our law books. But most congressmen and most senators, because they don't go back and they don't study this issue, they don't even know that the position that they're taking actually violates our law.
And where's you know, somebody who knows this, you know, there to throw a penalty flag saying, wait a minute, you're out of order. I mean, what you are speaking is against the law because the law is already well established. That voice is being thwarted. And it's too much injury. Lori, I want to rewind just a moment here because I think you touched on something rather significant. And I want to, I'm speaking to the churches here and any of the Bible studies that are out there that are listening. I know you're on your regular plan. You know, come January, you stay on your plan. You say, here's my plan. We're going to get through the book of Acts or we're going through the book of John or whatever. God bless you. I think you need to say that and stay on course. But time out for just a moment here. You need to realize how significant this United Nations vote was and what a role that it will play. I mean, up until now, the biggest thing that President Obama and the United Nations said that we had to face wasn't Ebola, wasn't anything else. It was climate change. And now from climate change, we go to Israel and we start picking on Israel. But this is hugely significant and it bears significance to where you should call time out on your regular study. Go to pjtn.org. Order this video. Give yourself a couple of weeks to study and be exposed to this and see what God has in mind for you to understand about what's going on in Israel, because what happens in Israel will affect us here in the United States, like it or not. Lori Cardoza-Moore is with us. We got more from Lori on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old lang syne?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you, America. It's what It's information you need to know in light of the truth and facts. Opinion rules is what we say. So it is our job and our commitment to bring the facts to you as best we know and as best we can. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Lori Cardoza Moore is with us. Lori is the founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. And we're talking about Israel, and we're talking about what some are saying is the most anti-Israel president in our modern history, which is most amazing. And what is even more amazing is what this country, what our country, who has backed Israel for all these years, decided to do in stepping back and abstaining from a vote. I mean, it's one thing to have a conviction of heart and the conscience to say, okay, this is what I believe in, and I'm going to stand on this, and I'm going to vote one way or another. But to take one step back against our ally says so much, regardless of what, you know, this president or the administration, the voice of John Kerry would want us to believe, Lori. This says a whole lot about this administration.
Yes, and there are world leaders who are thanking God that Donald Trump is going to be incoming president, because what we've seen, you know, world leaders who have always counted on the United States, and remember, our government is a reflection of we the people, Bill.
Yes.
And that's the sad reality, is that this administration for the last 8 years has everywhere he has gone, he and Kerry, everywhere they've gone, have created chaos throughout the world. And they are continuing. They usually, after an election, the sitting president starts to kind of silent, you know, go under the radar and allow the president-elect to rise to the top as he's preparing for Inauguration Day and implementing his policies. And this administration is going to use a last-ditch effort to slap our best friend and ally in the Middle East in the face, stab them in the back. We as Americans do not do that to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate that there hasn't been a larger outcry from we the people. And I hope that after the last 8 years, and I do believe that Americans woke up. We all know that more Christians showed up to, in fact, I was reading one account, 94% of Christians showed up to vote. And of that 94%, 90% voted for Donald Trump. I think Christians finally woke up from their slumber.
Right.
And Americans in general, to what was happening to our nation. When the world leaders can no longer count on the United States to take the lead, and to take a position that sets the course for the rest of the world to follow, because Obama created a vacuum.
Yes, he did.
And thank God Trump is going to fill that vacuum back up. And we, as the United States of America, are going to stand up for justice and righteousness again. And we are going to, and the Israeli administration, the prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, has stated publicly how glad he is that Trump is the incoming president, and how he's looking forward to working with Trump. So this is an important thing for us, for as Americans, to see. If we do not guard our Congress, our president, guard our nation, then we will end up with another leader, a despot like Obama.
Exactly.
And I'd hate to see what the historians are going to write about him.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be true.
Yes, hopefully they will be. And I sense they will, Lori, because he has, as you know, gotten so much cover. And let's call it for what it is. I mean, because he was the first black president. You know, we didn't want to create some sort of race war and everything, and he has been protected. I mean, think about it. This president, I mean, this is the first president we've had that's had three aliases. We don't know where he's from. I mean, he tells us he was born in Kenya. Now he's not born in Kenya. I mean, you know, all this stuff, it's just craziness. But we're told we're crazy because we believe what he told us.
Yeah. it's pathetic, Bill. You know, we are racist because we're so afraid of saying anything bad about someone who is not doing a job well based upon the color of their skin. It's terrible. But I think things are changing, Bill. I think America has woken up and we're looking for, you know, greater days ahead. And I hope that on January 21st, when Donald Trump steps into the office, that he encourages Congress to move forward with cutting the funding to the United Nations. And then the next order of business should be beginning the process of moving the USA embassy from the financial capital of Israel, Tel Aviv, into the biblical and spiritual capital of Israel, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem,
that
yes, exactly.
Be a slap back in the face of all of those anti-Semites at the United Nations for their vote for that resolution, and to Obama and John Kerry.
Well, Lori, what you say, and I'm glad, and you've said this several times now, and this is really important to America, you better be listening. Yes, thank you for being awake, for waking up, okay, number one. Number two, you got to stay awake. This is a government of, for, and by we the people, which commands the people to be involved. You cannot subordinate your vote and your interests to leaders. If you do, we've got Obama's administration one more time. And I got to tell you, if you think it was bad now, it could get a lot worse if you check out, because they're going to read this as they're the ones. They're the arrogant ones. They're the brilliant ones. We need them because we don't know what we're doing. But our founders knew better. Our God knows better, and gave us the reins of responsibility. But it's up to us to exercise that. So I'm glad you're reinforcing that, Lori. That is absolutely critical.
Well, it's up to us, we the people, as you so eloquently said, Bill. And I want to again remind your audience that they should go to our website, pjtn.org. We've got four documentaries that are available there. Disinformation is one. We have to understand the history of how we got to where we are, and that's why Disinformation is such a great documentary based on Lieutenant General Mikhail Pachepa, who is the highest-ranking military defector in the Romanian government. Of course, he defected to the United States, but it's important for us to watch these films, and we produce media because we understand that people don't have time to sit down and read a book, unfortunately. But people will take the time to sit down in front of their video screen, in front of their television screen, and watch a documentary for an hour and be informed and educated. That way you can better articulate not just to your family and your friends, but even your children, because this is important. Bill, one of the areas that we don't realize, the textbooks in the United States of America have revised history as you and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't teach the truth to our children, if we don't find the accurate documentation to sit with our children that are in middle school and in high school and even in college, watch these films and then have a discussion about the content. Because I'm telling you, our children, your listeners' children will tell you, well, we're not learning that in school.
That's right, exactly.
We're learning this, which is completely the opposite. And the only way we're going to take our nation back is we've got to go back into the schools. We've got to make sure that our children are being educated with accurate, historically accurate, unbiased information in their textbooks. That's one of the big projects PJTN is working on, is exposing those textbooks and getting them out of our children's schools.
And as you know, Lori, this isn't a slam dunk situation, and parents need to be aware. This has been a long-standing paradigm for those on the left that have been controlling our educational system, and they're very happy with business as usual. So you got to know there is a war ahead. We need to fight to take back this ground, don't we?
Absolutely. We can't give up, and we have to start by educating and informing ourselves and then equipping our children with the facts.
10 seconds, Lori. Remind everybody where they need to go for more information.
They got to go to pjtn.org, and don't forget to sign up while you're there. Get on our newsletters, media alerts, action alerts, and get engaged in the battle. We need more troops on the front lines.
Amen. Lori Cardoza-Moore on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lori. Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place.
Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this 280 plus affiliates we have across the country, around the world via shortwave as well. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy New Year, America. Good to have you along with us. Steve Beeman right now is with us. Self-taught, self-made millionaire, presently founder and chairman of the Steve Beeman Group, personal development company, working to help people along the five paths to a transformed life. And Steve, you know, we can say fond goodbye to 2016, but hope is reigning supreme as we go into 2017. And there is one man that you can blame for this, and that would be Donald J. Trump. What do you think?
Well, I think you're dead on. I think what we've seen since the election is a real, I guess I'll say, resurgence in consumer confidence. It's almost as if we were in a malaise where the optimism of the American consumer and American business was put into a jar, and it was just bubbling to get out. And then when
exactly.
Trump got elected, you pulled the lid off, and it popped out.
Right. And I think it's still there in terms of, I've referred to it, Steve, as this productive potential that's been lying dormant. But I like the way you put it, that it's been a jar, it's been capped down. And meanwhile, they've been told, which reminds me kind of like when I was in the Marine Corps, we were going through training at MCRD in San Diego, the drill instructor would finally tell us, don't you sometimes feel like you're in a jar and somebody's playing with you? You know, because everything was all out of the way. The only thing that mattered was being a Marine and what the drill instructors told you that it was going to be like. And I think for much of America, this is the way it's been, is they've been told that everything is so wonderful, that jobs are reigning supreme all over the place. This president and this administration has done such a great job. And we look around our neighborhoods and we're not seeing it. If it's not us that has been, you know, scrambling to work 2-3 jobs to make up for the one job that we lost, it's our neighbor who's unemployed and has found another way to exist in many ways, what I call under the table. We've got this kind of black market that has developed as a result of the Barack Obama economy that needs to be repatriated. I mean, we talk about trillions of dollars that are off the coast of this country that big business has said, look, I'm not about to bring it in at 35-40% tax. Thank you very much. I'm going to leave it over here. But meanwhile, we've got a labor force that's been, you know, operating under the radar as well.
There's no question. What we had, of course, is an adjustment to what they keep telling us was the new norm. And the new norm was unemployment at a structural level above, 10%. Because obviously when they calculate the unemployment at that 5%, they're not counting long-term unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly don't count underemployed, which we saw as a result of the Affordable Care Act, a huge shift in employment from full-time to part-time. We saw growth rates hovering in that 2% range, which is enough to keep your head above water, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we saw our debts go from $9 trillion to $19 trillion. So generally, the malaise that set into this country was real. It was structural, and it was sustaining. And then we get Trump coming in, and all of a sudden the world is saying, wait a minute, maybe it's a different tune. And I'll tell you the fact of that. The Organization for Economically Developed Countries came out post-Trump and revised its economic forecast for 2017 and raised it from 2.3% roughly up to over 3% for the globe.
Yes.
And you cannot put that on Trump's back.
Yeah. I mean, you can't give Obama the credit.
No, clearly not. Now,
yeah,
the question will be, Bill, as to whether or not he lives up to this. And I think that's where I've said frequently I'm cautiously optimistic. There are a lot of structural things that Trump can't change. I mean, we have a move to a technology-driven economy that is costing middle-class jobs. There's nothing he can do about that. But he certainly can adjust our trade policy, our currency policies, and our regulatory and tax policies to make it more favorable for business to survive here.
Well, the thing is, cooperation needs to be the order of the day, Steve. And if we can get outside of the partisan politics and for the objective that will serve America at the highest level to lift off, as you say, this top that has basically held America down, that I say that has produced an era of mediocrity. This is not part of who we are. I mean, this is why we resist unions. And I know that some people, and I've got very dear friends that are involved in unions, but what bothers me is that prevailing attitude that wants to mediocritize excellence. I resist that.
Bill, I could go all day with you on this. I wrote the book, The American Dream Under Fire, specifically about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a changing dynamic in our culture that takes us from the independent entrepreneurial optimist to a collectivist who says, okay, I'm content where I am. That is a huge threat to the American way of life. It is the demise of the American dream as it's existed, and it normalizes us with Europe. And I know that we glamorize Europe, but the fact is you don't find Apple computers starting in Europe. You don't
Exactly.
find Ford Motor Company starting in Europe. You don't find Bill Martinez Radio starting in Europe. You don't find any small business startup there, and that's because of their regulatory environment. And as the Obama 8 years moved us more toward that, we certainly saw that in the American economy.
Yeah, I mean, the people in the East look at us and they go, why are they running to the very thing we're running away from?
Absolutely.
And to your point, it's like, what is wrong with us? I mean, are we being, propagandized to think that there's some special charm about the Europeans? What is it about Europe that you want to embrace? I mean, right now there's been such upheaval, from the Middle East to England, and now here in the United States, where it is the rise of the individual, of the populist mindset saying, hey, what about me? There's got to be a better way. You know, I've said that what preceded Brexit was the Arab Spring. It was an attitude of people saying, look, I want something different. They didn't want business as usual. Now, it may not have come out the way some thought it would come out in the Middle East, but that was the options that they had. They could only go to what they know. The fortunate thing for here in America is that we can go to something that we do know that has already been proven. It's not like we have to wait for the stars to perfectly align, that there needs to be another Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates to come into play. That's already here. These are roads that we've traveled on, Steve. And so if we can take advantage of this and leverage off of what has been already established, boy, I'll tell you, America's getting ready to explode big time.
Yeah, and there are two big points I'd like to make to those who do glamorize the Eastern European nations. Where do people migrate to in this world? Prior to 2008, they migrated to the United States because we had freedom.
Right.
Obviously, post-2008, they more and more come over for our social welfare, which is a problem. But they came here for freedom. They didn't go to the Soviet bloc. So it clearly doesn't work. Number two, my biggest concern, I think, as you and I sit here today, is that we've raised a generation of kids who have been sold on this bill of goods of collectivism and anti-Americanism. And I think that will play out in the economy over the next 20 years.
Well, Steve, we need people of courage to stand up in the face of this, because there is a heavy movement. There is a tsunami of momentum of this socialist mindset. But, you know, those like yourself and myself and others need to speak truth, you know, to this prevailing force to say, look, you show me where it's worked. Give me the empirical evidence where it's worked. What I've got, the cards are stacked in my favor. Why aren't we talking about our history and the cards that we have? We've got a great hand here, Steve, and we're not even playing it.
You're dead on, but I got three kids in college, and I could tell you stories that would raise the hairs on the back of your neck.
Well, I know. I've got one in college, too, and he comes and he tells me stories, and he's fortunately, he's got the conservative gene, but it's at times to his detriment, and he's had to accept a lower grade on many occasions as a result of it, and he just will not compromise. Bless his heart. I love him for it. That's what's happening with some of our kids, Steve, is they have to stand in the face of this silliness and to believe in the truth and to pursue the truth. That's what this is all about. Steve Beaman is with us. Our conversation will continue with Steve on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Commitment to you. In the absence of fact, opinion rules. We've had too many opinions flying around, ladies and gentlemen. We need to know the facts, as Joe Friday would say. When I was a kid growing up, we watched Joe Friday quite religiously, but I always loved it. He'd always say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Remember that, Steve Beeman?
You bet you I do. I'm old enough to remember Joe Friday.
Hey, we love that. But this is what we need to enter into, an era of just the facts. Let's get out of opinion, and that's what this show is all about. Steve Beaman is with us. Steve is the founder and the chairman of the Steve Beaman Group, and Steve is about business. He's about the heart and soul and the engine of this country, which is business, and business is about ready to explode. And when we say this, I want you to be ready, because I'm talking to kids that are in school getting ready to graduate. We're talking to people who have, sadly, for the last 8 years or so, have been dormitized. They've been sitting there on the shelf frustrated because they have giftings and talents that haven't been exercised and grown. And I'm telling you here, get ready. You need to get to the starting line. Get up there to the starting line, because business is about ready to explode. And this will be a new industrialized opportunity for this country. A little bit different than what we've been used to, but that's okay. There are lots of new things that are on the horizon here for us. And I would say what makes me sad, Steve, out of this, with all the hope that Donald Trump is bringing, you know, to the table here, and the opportunity that's just around the corner for us, I feel sad for those that are going to miss it. There's going to be some people, sadly, that will miss the bus.
I think it's terrifically sad. It was in 1980 I wrote a book called Computers Made Simple, and it was about the microcomputer revolution. And I advertised it with a headline that said, "Don't be left behind," because it was crystal clear at that time we were going to change the dynamic of America. We're in the same boat today. If people don't jump on board the business of America is business bus, they will be left behind as we migrate and motivate toward a technology economy. You've got to put yourself in a position of lifelong learning. You've got to put yourself in a position of understanding innovation. And we've got to come to grips with the millennial generation that for the first time in American history actually are more pessimistic than ever before. Mm-hmm. They don't believe their lives will be better than their parents. They don't believe the free market works. They don't believe that corporate America can be trusted. In fact, even more so than government. And so we've got challenges with that generation that are going to have to be changed in order for them to participate in this growth.
But the good news, Steve, is we have a proven track record. We've done it before. Well, so what are the chances of us being able to do it again?
I think they're very high. I think what has to happen out of Washington, and it's a high-risk strategy. I get it, because the nature of bureaucracy is what it is. But we've got to pare back this thought that Washington can do anything, let alone everything, for us. Mm-hmm. We've got to give freedom back to the entrepreneur. We've got to give responsibility back to the individual. And we've got to re-energize people to solve their own problems. It's remarkable when you unleash freedom, whether it's in the United States or Eastern Europe, what you see happen.
Exactly.
We can solve the economic challenges we have, but we have to do it with more freedom, not less freedom.
Well, here we are. We've been languishing for the last 8 years. Never in the history of our country in the modern era has a president produced less than 3% GDP. Steve, as you know, a 3% GDP from where we've been is going to be astronomical. That's a lot of energy. That is a lot of positive business things, job opportunities that's lying right there on the horizon. I'm saying I would not be surprised if Donald Trump can get the cooperation needed, but it's not going to be an easy thing. Like you say, it's all hands on deck. It is going to be a fight for the ages, because you've got people there, regardless of the results, are going to insist on still having it their way. I'm talking about the teachers' unions. I'm talking about every other aspect of our government and all these agencies that have failed miserably, that cannot stand the test of time. They cannot stand any kind of accountability, but yet they will insist and they will hold steady because the unions have protected them, and we will not be able to hear "you're fired" like we do on a TV show.
Well, and you know that they're sitting there today saying, oh, this is no big deal. We'll just wait him out. Mm-hmm. They're the permanent and kind of almost industrial bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
They supersede the elected politicians. They, you know, the presidents come and go. These people stick around.
Exactly.
I guarantee you the people at OSHA and the people at the NLRB and all the other alphabet super regulatory agencies are sitting there just saying, okay, we just got to last 4 years. We'll stifle him at every turn. And then we'll get him out of the office, and then we'll go about business as usual.
Steve, to your point, perfect case in point is what happened with Governor Schwarzenegger. And that's what I said earlier, that I'm sure Donald Trump's talking to Schwarzenegger, because he went to California. Here he is. He's the big man on campus. He's all that in a bag of chips. And he thought, hey, he was going to go learn them folks and get them all squared away, lickety-split. Well, he found out real quick, to your point, that they knew all they had to do was wait him out. And so then Governor Schwarzenegger just became one of the boys, and look forward to getting together with him, smoking cigars and having, you know, a little bit of after-dinner drink with all the boys. And now he's in the cocktail party circuit of California. And don't think we don't have it here in the Beltway.
Bill, I go to a core, and it's why shows like yours are more critical than ever right now. If we go out and look at the future of our economy, which is the millennial, that's exactly where it is. They trust government more than they trust business, because
Amazing.
They're taught from the day they enter school that business is bad, government is good. What your show has to do, what all of the major shows have to do, is pound away at this bureaucracy and show people that the bureaucracy is harming them, not helping them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is, Steve, guess what? They're exposed, because the first time the millennials go out into the workplace, they're going to learn real quick what it's really about. And this is why it's going to be awakening, you know, for millennials to realize that, look at this free market system. There is something there in them thar hills that makes a lot of sense. And now let's look at the history books and look at all the people that went before us and how well they did with the free enterprise system. Thank you very much.
That's exactly right, because, you know, as you've said, and you are so right, we have history on our side. Freedom works. Free markets work. Yes, it's ugly. It's not equal for everybody, but the rising tide does lift all boats. You know, our impoverished people in the United States are better off than the wealthy people in most parts of the world. The fact of the matter is, a free economy generates jobs. It generates economic growth. It generates prosperity on all levels. And if you look at the inequality in income, a lot of that, a lot of it is caused by government in bed with business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the free market. It's this corporatocracy that shoves government contracts into business pockets.
Well, it's amazing to me that, especially millennials, I mean, because they have some connection with, you know, the sports and entertainment field. Why is it that some people are paid more than others? It's not equal. You know, and they need to get over it. It doesn't work that way. If you bring more to the marketplace and the marketplace likes you and they're willing to buy what it is that you're bringing to the marketplace, you should be dutifully rewarded. I mean, because the same thing, you know, which was posed to them earlier in speaking of college, is like, okay, you've worked hard for your A, you've earned your A, and or your 4.5 GPA, so let's take that away from you because, you know, you're just too good. So we're going to take away a couple points, and you're going to now have a 3.8 because we're going to take that the rest of that earning that you gave, and we're going to give it to somebody else who's, you know, who could care less and was just, you know, more interested in smoking pot and not going to class.
But
so
the dynamics,
we need to,
Bill,
right?
I'm telling you, these kids have been taught, you come out with a women's studies degree, you're as valuable as the engineer. It's a big, fat lie. And I do think, again, shows like yours are so critical because we've got to lift this generation up. Many of them come from broken homes. They weren't parented like you and I would think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
We've really got to regenerate that because the economy will carry them along. As we cut regulation, as we cut taxes, the incentives change, and people once again begin to engage in enterprise. That's why the optimism's there. We've got to show these young people that that can work for them, too.
And one of the things I want to bring about here, Steve, and I know a lot of people don't want to talk about this, and that is that because some of our kids and some family members have made bad choices. And I got to tell you, I look back and I think of my dad, you know, with you know, some people in our family who have made bad choices and who worked hard, and he raised us a lot different. I mean, he came out of, you know, was a World War II, was a medic at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, and just a very gentle, loving man. But one thing that he taught was that we needed to be a contributor, to be one that gives and not takes. And I would know that he, if he was alive today, it would break his heart because we talked about this before. And it was astounding to him how many kids, because of the bad choices they made, are all of a sudden become wards of the state, which becomes our wards. They're our responsibility because they chose to make some bad choices, get on drugs, and now we have to pay for their transportation. We pay for everything for these kids. Why is that fair? Does that work?
And you hit the key. I think we can go back to Kennedy when he said, ask not what you or your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. We have a generation now that's been raised with, hey, nobody loves me. Why should I love anybody else?
Right. Well, and the thing is, even for those kids, my message to those kids that have made bad choices, you can start making good choices.
Absolutely.
There's going to be people.
The first day of the rest of your life, right?
Exactly. And as we talked about before, the gun is getting ready to be sounded. And who's ever on the starting line is going to be ahead of everybody else that's sitting back in the shadows thinking, hey, it's okay, it's business as usual, Trump will come and go, but there's going to be this revolution that takes place. And for those that have had, you know, have made bad choices, here's your chance to make some good choices, to get off of this situation of relying on the government for transportation, for food, and all these other things that you think make you happy, but they don't. Because ultimately, you're going to be happy when you are in charge of your life. Isn't that right, Steve?
You are dead on. And people will find that. I was on the radio interview recently, and somebody said, Steve, do you think we'll ever go back to that world of individual responsibility? And I said, absolutely. I just think it's going to be a painful transition to get there.
Without a doubt. And if this country is going to be fulfilled, it needs to go through that. And you're exactly right. There is a price to be paid. And that's the differential between where we are and where we need to be. Steve Beaman. Thank you, Steve. Happy New Year.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation. conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Way solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.